Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, September 3rd, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and today we are sitting here together. We've worked on the message throughout the morning. And again, it's our desire to encourage you with a message titled, Like Grasshoppers. Listen to the text, Isaiah 40, verse 22.
He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in.
Now, if you were to go to our site today, you would see an outstanding photo of a grasshopper, a close-up photo. I didn't have to take this particular picture, but it really illustrates these amazing insects. Do you have distant memories from your childhood and then a clear reminder of them as you experience them again later in life? As a boy, I would visit my grandparents in southern Missouri during the summer. Of course, I enjoyed playing outside during the hot days of July and August before it was time to go back to school. Oh, how I dreaded that particular time as a child. One specific recollection I have is the scores of grasshoppers in the farm fields. It was a pleasurable boyhood adventure to catch as many as possible, but I sure didn't like the tobacco-like juice they had spit out on my hands. At the same time, Brooksine was also experiencing grasshoppers and informs me that catching grasshoppers isn't just a boy's thing.
I'll take over from here. Having grown up on a small farm west of Tulsa, Oklahoma, the August temperatures often soared over the 100-degree mark, and our large yard simply turned into brown stubble, which felt much like walking on pine needles. As children, we would go out barefoot most of the summer, so we frequently stepped on these grasshoppers whose colors blended into the brown grass. To break the doldrums of hot summer days, we'd compete to see who could catch the most grasshoppers. We'd get a quart canning jar from Mom's well house, and we'd easily be able to see our grasshoppers in the jars and count our big catch, and someone would be the winning person there that day. And every so often, the temptation to catch one still comes calling for me, like just a few minutes ago when I was picking some flowers. But it was a baby grasshopper, and it was just a little too quick to catch. And of course, I would let them go afterwards. But when I digress to such childhood temptations, it is much to the disgusted horror of Esther if she's looking on. Now, she's still in bed this morning, so she didn't have to see me.
Well, Brooksine's childhood was a bit more country than mine, since she didn't just visit the farm, but lived on one. As the old saying goes, you can take them out of the country, but you can't take the country out of them. Now we are so blessed that we actually live right out here in the country. Well, it's now some 40 years later. We enjoy walking along the farm trail between the cornfields across from our home. In fact, I have a photo of that trail up this morning. Now, they did harvest the corn from one of these fields yesterday. If this season, grasshoppers are abundant, seemingly everywhere you look, hopping to and fro, from cornstalk to cornstalk. They sing as they scrape their rear legs against their wings. When we're on the farm trail, the sights, bugs, the sounds and the torrid heat of the summer sure hasn't changed much for us. However, well, and Brooksine kind of corrected me here, I don't try to catch the grasshoppers anymore.
The Bible says we are like grasshoppers. This powerful perspective is found in Isaiah 40, which contains one of the greatest expressions of the glory and majesty of God in the entire Bible. Let me quote that again. He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. Well, what candid bluntness regarding the relative temporary and frail condition of man. The grasshopper is just a tiny insect compared to me and has a lifespan of only 4 to 12 months. The ones that we saw as children are certainly long gone and are nothing more than a brief memory. And with a longer, let alone eternal perspective, that's the same for us on our earthly journey.
Nature and history verifies this again and again. Are we any different today? Well, I suspect each living generation believes there's a special significance to its own existence. But the Bible declares in Ecclesiastes 1 verse 4, generations come and generations go, and so will ours.
The imagery of the grasshopper is contrasted with, and I quote, "He who sits enthroned above the circle of the earth," end quote. Another scripture text asks in amazement, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" But praise be to God, the Almighty God is mindful of us. He loves and cares for each one. Although in comparison to deity, we are like grasshoppers. He provided his Son, who came down to dwell among us. He gave his life for the fallen human race, and then he rose from the dead and ever lives to make intercession for us. And one glorious day, he is coming again.
Well, we urge you to keep this perspective before you today as we go through life. Maybe you'll recall this message the next time you see a grasshopper.
Let's pray together. Father God, your almighty power is balanced with your tender compassion toward all of creation. It is because of your abundant mercies that we are not consumed or utterly forsaken. You provide exceedingly more than the bare essentials for our earthly dwelling. Your abiding presence provides faithfulness, stability, and expectant hope for every challenge we face. Thank you for clothing us with dignity, providing us with salvation, and for abiding with us day in and day out. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for taking a few moments to join us in listening to our message that we prepared for today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. That's where we place our photos and additional resources, including several songs that we feel supplements the message today. This is the message that we have prepared for Thursday, September 3rd, 2009. We actually have several photos of our own life right here where we live today from this morning. Beautiful, beautiful early September morning. Some additional study notes as well and songs, as I mentioned. Well, have a blessed day and continue to serve our ever faithful, ever great God.